The Passion of our Lord is clearly the longest and the most detailed narrative in each of the four Gospels. It describes in great detail just how we were saved. We've listened to it many times through the years. It still has a unique power to transport us back in time and make something that happened long ago real and present. It can also involve us emotionally in these painful events. What I remember as a child hearing the Passion, besides that it was very long, and we stood through the whole thing, I would often hope that it would end differently. That Pilate would not wash his hands and give in to the crowd. That the crowd would not ask for Barabbas. That Jesus would not die. The Passion is indeed very powerful. And it has power. And when we hear it year after year, to move us, to touch something deep inside us. Of course, it takes faith to be moved by the Passion of Christ. Many who were actually there long ago remained unmoved, uninvolved, and many today still do, even many Catholics and other Christians. The word passion is what we use to describe the suffering and pain of Jesus in his last hours. But the word passion also means a profound and intense act of love. Both meanings apply to what Jesus does on Calvary. He suffers agonizing pain, but he also hands himself over, abandons his rightful equality with God to win us over, to save us, to love us. That is passion. Many people, in fact, most of the world, will keep the message and meaning of Holy Week safely at a distance, kind of like Peter in the Gospel. He knew what was happening. He watched what was happening, but from a safe distance. How about us? What will the events of Holy Week be for us? For many, this will be just business as usual, work as usual, TV as usual, life as usual. But how about us? Will it really matter to us that Jesus paid so high a price for our salvation? Will we help our children understand why this week is so special, so holy? Will we find time, make time for reflection and prayer and good works and the special liturgies every parish will offer? Some will see this week as an imposition, an interruption, but may we see it as a blessing, a grace, a week that is holy.